Hey, I'm Caro from the Dog Spotters, and today I'm meeting Martina Peschko, director of the movie Revolution 21. Hi Martina, thank you so much for coming and sharing your thoughts about this movie.
Hello to everybody. I'm really happy to be here, and this is the world premiere of Revolution 21. Yesterday was the first screening. It was lots of emotion, but I'm very happy that the public really understand. And it is the movie about the theater 21, who is created by Justyna Sobczyk in Warsaw 17 years ago. And the actors in this theater are disabled with Down syndrome person, and they are really professional actor because they are playing for already 17 years. I was filming the rehearsal for the performance they made 4 years ago. In December was the premiere of the performance, and the performance is about the protest in parliament in Poland, which was in April 2018. It was very important protest because the life of disabled people in Poland are really difficult. There is really not enough support, and they had to really do something what will be important for the other people, and they were living in a parliament on the floor 40 days.
And how did the dynamic of the group change from the first rehearsal to the premiere of the play?
During the rehearsal, it was really important process, but for everyone, for an actor with Down syndrome. But there are two actors, me, Beata, and Maciek, let's say without Down syndrome. And for us, it was like the process to get to know how to play with the actor from Theater 21. And for them, it was like natural process because they all the time work together. They all the time make the new performance. This was special because it was really engaged very actual and political problem. We got the real transparent and the real postcard the protestants got in parliament from all over the Poland. It was the process before learning about and after try to express ourselves.
How did the work influence the actors? Did it change anything in your perception?
Yeah, a lot of. Because as an actress, I'm working like 20 years already. So I played in different group of theater. But this group is very special, and they are very tolerant. They are very open mind. And open heart, and every performance is different, and every performance is very important and very personal. This is like pure theater for me, actually.
As the film progressed, the actors' frustration and anger came out also clearly. How did the directors deal with the sometimes resulting conflict?
This is dynamic of the group. And the director, Justyna Sobczyk, she's a pedagogue, so she really is brilliant to really let people express themselves, let people speak and understand each other, and really to be in not in a conflict, but in a relation, and really change the point of view. I remember like frustration and tiring, actually. It's really about the anger, but how we can use our anger to build something, to create something, not to destroy or be against. And this is what I learned as well from the actor from Theater 21, that really love, friendship, power, that's the most important to to use in changing the world.
There are many preconceptions in society about people with Down syndrome. What has changed in your way of thinking, and what change would you wish in for society?
I didn't meet any person with Down syndrome before I met the actor from Theater 21, for example. That's the problem, that we don't meet people with Down syndrome, we don't work with them. And now I can say that I have a friend with Down syndrome. I can really understand much more because I spend the time with them. And that's what I want, that my movie will show who they are. And what Barbara said, that they, in the movie, one of the protagonists, she said that she's really like a woman, and she really is angry that all the time on the street, for example, the people treat her like a children, and this has to change. But it will change if we will meet around people with Down syndrome. And this is very important for people with Down syndrome, that they can really be independent, because this is what they really dream of.
Okay, thank you so much for the interview.
Thank you. And I hope you will enjoy the film.